28:18, Jesus said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." That's right. Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Let's not forget that today, friend. Hey, happy Sunday, this 10th day of September 2017. Joey Kroll with you. Welcome to Sunday Worship. Good to see you. Come on in. Take your shoes off. I got a pot of coffee brewing here for you, and let's fellowship. If you're not too familiar with the program, Sunday Worship focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement, and I got all of those and then some here for the next 30 minutes. Got some wonderful Christ-centered, God-honoring programming on the way, including this one. It's Chris Tomlin and How Great Is Our God here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great. God is seen in one.
and all will see how great is our God.
Well, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll, spending some time here with you. Hope you're doing well. I don't know if you've been getting up to date on everything that happened down in Texas with Hurricane Harvey. People still putting their lives back together. I mean, literally, the world is upside down. I mean, I just think of my kids, my family, and our home, and that would not be an experience that I would sign up for. I mean, just naturally, right? And, you know, people's lives are upside down emotionally and even spiritually. I mean, in a world of trouble, Fred, we as believers have the only sure thing to cling to, and that's Jesus. I mean, when it truly feels like the earth has given away, as if the raging waters of distress are foaming, that the mountains of hardship are just quaking and surging, look to his promises. Psalm 46, verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus. And when I am alone,
listening to Sunday Worship.
strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all.
Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all.
When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all.
Jesus,
to magnify the beautiful, holy, set-apart name of Jesus. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll hanging out with you today here on the Sunday, September the 10th, already 2017. And our family, we're getting ready to put our house up on the market. We're going to move into something a little bit bigger here, hopefully in the next several months. So we've been kind of doing some remodel and painting and just a lot of stressful stuff. So that's what we've been doing. So I would greatly appreciate your prayers. That's for sure. Hey, I came across this quote, maybe about a year ago, and the author is unknown, but it's so true and theologically right on. Whoever they are, they said, the separation of church and state is called the rapture.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart, not be all else to me, save that thou.
sound of your great name, the end.
Psalm 84:10, better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. Fred, I pray that you're spending some time in his courts and in his presence today. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll hanging out with you. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. I remember one day early on in our marriage, my wife and I were cleaning our bedroom. And we were going through some old papers and going through some old boxes, and I came across an old check that was sent to my wife that was uncashed. It was a refund check from a local doctor's office, and however, the check was expired. It was written like 3 years before we founded, and the money was extended through the check, but the check was never cashed. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith." The Bible says we are saved by grace through faith. Grace is undeserved, unmerited favor. It's something we do not deserve. For to be applied to our account, we must put our faith in Christ. See, at the cross of Jesus Christ, God wrote a check out to each and every person in all of history. That's called grace. Signed it with the blood of Christ, but it's up to you and me to place our faith in Christ before that check is cashed and applied to our account. Put your trust and put your faith in Jesus today. You know, I remember being the associate pastor at First Baptist Church in Farmer City, and I first heard this song when we were singing out of the hymnal and on the piano there. As the Deer. Beautiful song. One of my favorites, that's for sure. Right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio, Joey Kroll. Enjoying our fellowship here, but unfortunately that clock over there is telling me that we need to wind down our fellowship here today. You can always catch up with me. You can drop me a note anytime. Email address here is joey@greatnewsradio.org. Again, that's Joey, J-O-E-Y, @greatnewsradio.org. And you can write to this radio ministry anytime. We love hearing from you. Love our listener notes. Our mailing address here is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Well, I'm out the door, going to hang up my headphones and spend some time with God's people, and I pray that you have the chance to do the same. In the meantime, though, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.